This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on staying safe from the impact of air pollution. The participants are Dr. Neeraj Kumar Gupta, Professor, Respiratory Diseases, Safdarjung Hospital, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor.
Air pollution is the release of pollutants such as gases, particles, biological molecules, etc. into the air. And this has assumed gigantic proportions, with the problem exacerbating this season. And to discuss more about it, today we are privileged to have with us Dr. Neeraj Gupta, Professor of Respiratory Diseases, Safdarjung Hospital. Dr. Gupta, welcome to the show.
Thank you for this welcome, and good evening to all my listeners, as well as wishing you happy Deepavali in advance.
Dr. Gupta, first of all, we would like to know, please enlighten our listeners as to what air pollution normally means. Because what we do understand is that pollution is anyways prevalent in the air all the time. But in this season, especially at this part of the year or so, this problem kind of multiplies manifold. So we would like to know what air pollution at this time of the year actually means.
Yeah, you are right to the certain extent that air is always polluted with something, and be it the vehicular exhaust, whether it is the coal dust, construction dust, burning of garbages, burning of agriculture crops, residues, or whether it's industrial emissions, fossil fuel feeds, or thermal power plants, or etc., etc. There are so many reasons why there are pollutants, and one of the major, of course, reasons is the vehicular exhaust. But why this time, or why in this particular months only we are particularly worried about this? Actually, thing is that during this particular time, the weather changes, the cold actually sets in, and because there is cold, the cooler air tends to sit near the surface. So does the pollutant, which is congesting this air, which means all this particulate matter being heavier comes down toward this surface. Now, why at this particular time? Is because there are certain changes which takes place during this particular time. You have not only the change of the seasons, you have more of pollinations and flowering seasons. You have the crop, which is the prali, which is the burning season. You have also, you know, the festivals where a lot of burning activity takes place. And on top of it, the cold air, the air movement is such that the pollutants tends to be near. So it becomes smog, and plus additions of fog can also let it become the smog. Mm-hmm. So during this particular 3 months, especially in Delhi, which gets air from all those, you know, northern areas, including Pakistan, where all this burning is taking place. So this smog can drift towards the city, this side. And because these are the reasons why the air quality takes a dip during this particular time.
Dr. Gupta, you talked about why this problem actually exacerbates during this period. Of course, among the many factors that you mentioned, we also assume that the natural weather itself, be it the particulate matter or the gaseous thing, even the droplets, they contribute much to the pollution. Tell us something more about it.
Precisely, that's why it is said that during this particular time when the temperature drops, the cold sets in. So the cold air tends to stay near the surface. The hot air moves up, but the cold air tends to near the surface. That is where all the smoke tends to settle down near the surface. And over the days, it tends to become more and more near the surface. That is one aspect. Two, the construction activities and all those activities remain the same, but then new activities like the prali burning, agricultural waste burning, garbage burning, you know, all those puja activities, cracker activities, all this also added extra into the system. So this becomes heavily loaded with this particulate matter. The particulate matter we are talking about is particulate matter 2.5 and 10. Why 2.5? Because that is the smallest particle which actually tends to penetrate much deeper into the lung tissues. And this lung tissue tends to actually, this particle reaches the end of the lung system where it can actually penetrate into the body and cause harmful effect. Mm-hmm. And this particulate matter has been blamed for all the harmful effects, whether it is the stroke, whether it is the heart attack, whether it is the low respiratory tract infections or lung cancers, or whether it is the cancer to any other part of the body, including like a uterus. And it also causes, these gaseous matters also causes a lot of cognitive problem, the headaches, the increase in the efficiency of the brain. Beside, of course, the obvious side effects which you see like burning of the eyes, the irritation in the nose, the irritating cough, the shortness of breath, the chest tightness or the chest pains, or, you know, the skin involvement. So all this effect takes place because of the immediate contact with these pollutants.
this pollution all around, of course, it's so very difficult for each one of us to avoid it, especially the working class, the people who are going out of their houses to work, to their factories, to their workplaces, to offices, schools, colleges, etc., etc. But talking here specifically about the children, the child and the elderly population here.
I understand your question. The issue here is not just the school-going children. It is basically, if you can divide it into three, four type of populations. One, of course, healthy individuals, which are exposed, they can actually bear the brunt to a certain extent, depending upon the amount of exposure, right? Number two is the population which is already having certain chronic diseases. For example, like they may be having asthma, COPD, heart disease, renal failure, cancers, or you know, all sorts of lung conditions or body conditions which decrease their immunities. Third, of course, is those vulnerable populations which included the like school-going children or less than 5 years of age or old age people or pregnant women. And then there's another population which is called occupational hazard people. These are the people who are forced to work. For example, it could be traffic inspector, it could be construction worker, it could be a rickshaw puller, it could be a school, it could be a bus driver or transport man, drivers, you know, and including the school going children also, which are sharing the same you know, space while going and coming. Right. So all these have become the vulnerable population. So all these are equally affected, but the impact is far more on the population which has certain vulnerability, which could be the extremes of ages, pregnant women, or those people who are actually exposed for a much, much longer period than us. So these are the people who tend to be severely involved and has a so-called harmful impact of the pollutants, especially during this season. And these are the people who actually should take precautions if they can avoid during the heaviest exposure period, like, for example, early morning, late evenings, when the traffic congestion could be higher or the because of the weather conditions, the smog exposure is higher. So they should avoid going out during this particular time. Or if at all they have to go, then they preferably should wear N95 or N99 mask. They can give a certain safety to them. They must take this precaution. One, avoidance. Two, if at all they have to go, they must wear this mask.
You lay much emphasis on the vulnerable population and, of course, the people with occupational hazard, like the traffic person, the traffic personnel, the police who is manning the traffic signal and things like that. But when we talk about persons who have some ailment, some kind of disease, some existing, pre-existing disease, who are actually bound to their home only, who are not venturing out, still they are at some level of some risk. Would you advise them to prevent, you know, from contracting any disease further?
So these are the people whom we're talking about are the one who are having already pre-existing condition. For example, they could be having COPD, could be having asthma, they could be having like tuberculosis, they could be having chest infections, they could be having like post-COVID status, they could be having heart problems or nerve problems, or they could be having some other medical condition like kidney failure also. So these are the vulnerable population, especially among these persons who are having lung problem like asthma. They are the one who actually get precipitated or tend to get worsened with just even a small exposure. So these are the people who actually should take precaution. Number one is to never to go out and expose themselves to the pollutants. Number two, they must continue with their medication, try to stay indoor, wear mask if they can, keep themselves in an area where there are no exposure. For example, when I'm talking about indoor, even indoor pollution can also be, you know, affecting them. For example, if you're like Diwali cleaning time, when you do a lot of cleaning, a lot of dust is generated and which can actually trigger their asthmas. So preferably they should do wet cleaning or vacuum cleaning and keep their windows and sort of door locked. They expose themselves only during the time when the pollution is much less, and that is between 12 to 4. Then they can actually venture out for some time, but try to prevent exposure, keep their medication handy and keep continuing with their medicines. And any first sign of worsening, for example, if their breathlessness is not getting better or their saturation is dropping, they must visit an hospital to get treatment.
One very important point I would like to touch is about the fitness freaks who are really very committed to their fitness and all, who would go for the morning walk or for the morning jog, even for the evening jog and all. So what advice would you give them to just prevent, since we are talking about prevention and all, so what advice giving to these people?
you call them fitness freak, but let us say they are the one who are really into fitness and they would not leave their exercise because they are so committed to their exercises. But yes, they are the one who will also be getting exposed and may get into some kind of a situation. So these are the individuals who are advised to avoid going in the early morning or late evening, especially when the smog is at the highest levels. So otherwise, their health is going to be affected directly. So their fitness is going to be impacted. They must not go. They should actually go at the time when the pollution exposure is likely to be less. That is when the sun comes out during, let us say, this particular time, maybe early evening, maybe late mornings, but not prior to that. Or if they can do indoor exercises, fitness exercises, that will be preferable. After all, it's only a question of few weeks. Mm-hmm. And they must be able to adjust their exercise to other levels so that they can remain fit, but not getting exposed.
What in your view could be the long-term as well as the short-term solutions about this problem? And also, what could be done to spread public awareness and things like that amongst the masses? Yes.
The government is really making a lot of efforts. They have made committees. They have issued advisories for states, for districts, for everyone. They have given the IEC material so that people should be more aware. They make announcements, give it in medias also. But it is the people who should be more aware and must learn to take prevention, one. Two, they also have a social responsibility. I am not just a consumer, I am also a producer. Let me not produce any pollutants. Let me try to avoid, you know, taking vehicles unnecessarily, not burn anything, do not produce pollution. I have a responsibility towards the state as well. That is my take on this. And the government is already making a lot of efforts. For example, like vehicle, they have given issues guidelines to use electrical vehicles or safer fuels, use alternate modes of fuels for energy purposes. They are moving industries away from the cities to, so that the pollution or congestion is avoided. But yes, it's a, you know, long time. But more importantly, we must understand our social responsibility. We have a responsibility towards our children also. So let us be very, very clear on this. Mm-hmm. We are the producers of this pollution. So we are the one who will take solution. We should avoid it. Avoid as much as we can.
Dr. Gupta, talking of person who is already afflicted with some disease, you were talking about a person who is asthmatic and all. Now, in this season, of course, you know, with the air pollution at its peak, the asthmatic patient and other patients who has respiratory diseases and things like that, it tends to shoot more. So what if the condition worsens for the patient? What should be the precaution and what should they be doing further to kind of control the situation?
I'm very clear on this. People with respiratory diseases who are on medication must not miss their medication, must avoid exposure to the pollution, must not venture outside unnecessarily. If they have to venture, try to use a mask. But these people also do not like to wear masks because sometimes they feel it gives them breathlessness. If they get first signs of, like, for example, they get unnecessary coughing, which is not going away, they're getting wheezing sounds, they're feeling breathless, their saturation, if they are monitoring, is going to towards 90, then they must actually not only take their medicine, but also go to the hospital, to the doctor, to take advice and follow the advice. Precaution, yes, they must not venture outside. They remain indoor, avoid pollution exposure as much as they can, even if they like it. But it should be virtual Diwali for them rather than going out and play Diwali.
Dr. Gupta, one very important and last question. Talking of oxygen saturation, we have seen during the COVID times that a saturation dropping near 90, it would be mostly a panic situation for people. But now talking of these normal times, what's the red mark as per you beyond which a person should be worried?
We have two guidelines in this regard. One is, of course, if you exercise, let's say we suppose you walk, and if your saturation drops by 3% or 4%, then it is a red line, which means suppose it is 97, and if you walk and after some time you are feeling breathless and saturation coming down to 93, then this means that your airways are really vulnerable, they require treatment, and you must visit a doctor. Or other red line is, of course, 90%. 90% below is called respiratory failure. So it must be taken seriously and visit hospital.
Thank you so much, sir, for having joined in.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on staying safe from the impact of air pollution. The participants were Dr. Neeraj Kumar Gupta, Professor Respiratory Diseases, Safdarjung Hospital, and Nishit Kumar Anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.